93.3 FM K1, and again, it's time to go one-on-one with the folks from Green Country Village. Casey, Hillary, and Heather in with us this morning, and Heather Billingsley, we'll start with you off because you're the closest to me. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And Green Country Village always has something going on, and it's a great place to talk with the residents. I've been over there a number of times over the years, and you've got some great people that live at Green Country Village.
We absolutely do.
And I don't know if what opportunities there are right now, but I know you're always showing apartments. You're always giving tours and inviting people to come over and take a look at what you have.
Yes, and that is more the expertise of Hillary and Casey, actually.
You're going to hand this off right away, aren't you?
I am.
Well, Hillary and Casey, your friend has deferred to you. And again, we'll just talk about people coming in and take a look at Green Country Village. Take a tour, have a cinnamon roll if you're there at the right time, or what else is going on?
Well, one of the reasons why we wanted Heather Billingsley to join us is she is the assisted living director.
Okay.
And she has a different perspective on our residents.
Sure.
That live in assisted living. And she, we just wanted for her to showcase what sets assisted living apart.
Sure.
From other communities in Bartlesville, yeah. And what she has to offer in assisted living.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to have a mutual admiration society here all the way around the table. Assisted living, to me, as a non-professional, that says you're talking about someone who meets a couple of what Medicare describes as activities of daily living.
That's correct. Assisted living is more of a social model versus mm-hmm. the medical model, like a nursing home would be.
Uh-huh.
In assisted living, we can assist with activities of daily living, like you mentioned. We also have enrichment opportunities, exercise, 3 meals daily. We offer housekeeping and laundry services. And then we develop a personalized service plan for each and every resident that lives there.
Yeah, it's the folks that, again, as I look at it, I don't work there, but it's people who basically do pretty well most of the time, but need a little help for this or that.
That's right.
So whether it's administering medication or whatever it might be, and you're there to meet their needs and still allow them to have happy, healthy, productive lives.
Yes.
Tell me about if someone has a family member that, I'll say, maybe meets that criteria, it's a separate building, but still you've got a staff there that's ready to answer when they call, or if they always need help somewhere around, I don't know, 8 o'clock in the morning, then you're there for them.
Right. Typically what it would be is they would come in for a tour, that would be set up again with Hillary or Casey. If they're not available, then there's always someone that can accommodate that need. Then we would schedule a time for me to go out and meet the resident, preferably in their own home, mm-hmm. Do an assessment process to determine what their level of care is, what their needs are, what they can do independently, and then what they might need a little bit of help with.
Yeah, so let's look at where you're living now, what you can do, what you have problems with, and like you said, how you can come alongside them and make Green Country their new home.
Exactly.
So it is a process, but I think that would be nice because I've had the meals at Green Country Village when I was there for an event and different things. You've got a great kitchen staff, and I'm sure you're there to meet the dietary needs or whatever else people might have when they're in assisted living.
That's one of the things that's, I think, unique about Green Country, our assisted living, is we don't have just nursing staff, which is kind of seen as the universal worker in other communities.
Some are a medical facility, and again,
right.
You've already differentiated. While you meet some of those needs, that's not your specialty. You have a forte for other things.
Exactly. We have life enrichment staff in our assisted living. We have dietary, housekeeping, laundry, maintenance, support staff, of course. And then we're really proud of the fact that we are one of the few assisted livings in the state of Oklahoma that offers the LPN hours that we have. So we have that oversight by a professional. Usually it is at least 16 hours a day. There's a lot of days that we have 24-hour coverage. Our goal is to eventually get to 24/7 coverage with that LPN oversight.
Mm-hmm. And so that means that somebody has the qualifications to be there, again, 8 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever need may arise, we're there for them.
Exactly. We are there for them. We have 24-hour staff available. They're awake. They're alert. There's no sleeping allowed. So.
Huh. Oh, the residents do get to sleep, though, right?
Yes, they get to sleep.
Yeah.
A little bit.
As much as they want sometimes.
That's right.
Well, it sounds like you really have done your homework. You're there to find out what the residents need. And, again, the recreational opportunities, you know, a lot of it is still there. They're still having fun, like the independent living folks. But, again, you're there to meet whatever specific need they have.
They can be as active as they want to be. There are some residents that like to come out for everything that we offer. And then we have some that they might just come out for the meals. And that's okay, too, because it is their home. Mm-hmm. So we are alert and aware of what their needs are, their wishes are, and try to accommodate them to the best of our ability.
Well, I'm sorry. There are some days that, you know, I go home and all I want to do is kick back and put the tube on and leave me alone. I'm engrossed in this. There are other days that I'm, you know, actively involved in whatever my wife has me doing for her that day. It just works out.
That's right.
So, you know, if they can do it at home, they should be able to do it at Green Country.
Yes.
Well, again, it sounds like to get the rest of the staff in, again, you guys are there to stand beside her and offer the support for the residents to make sure that those needs are met, whether it's, you know, making that decision to move to Green Country or 2.5 years later, you know, they say, hey, I got a suggestion. Can you do it?
Exactly.
One thing that I have been in contact with is sometimes we have children whose parents live out of town, mm-hmm. and they're not quite sure the
parents who live, or live, the children that live out of town.
Or the children that live out of town and the parents that live here. But one of the things that I value with Heather is we recently had a child that lived here in town and his parents lived in another town. Heather drove to that town, sat down, had a nice visit with the family, and really assessed the needs of the parents to see if assisted living was going to be right for them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a service that gives a lot of reassurance to families, because it's sometimes a new challenging thing when your parents, maybe you've gone home for Christmas or something like that, and you see some changes, but you're not quite sure. Heather is that person that will go interview the family, interview the parents, do some, you know, conversational evaluations, really to see what their needs are, mm-hmm. so that everyone can make an educated decision on whether assisted living is right for them.
Sure.
And so that was something that I found really interesting. And of course, she would go to any place here in town. Mm-hmm. But I thought that special service of going to a different town, different state.
Many people, again, I don't know how far we're talking about. I doubt if it was Pennsylvania. But it may have been, for all I know.
I've been as far as Colorado so far.
Okay.
Now, I've asked these two ladies to get me an evaluation in Hawaii. Edith Francis, our former marketing director, never could quite get that accomplished.
Okay.
So I'm hoping these two can.
We'll start advertising in Hawaii and see what we can do for you.
I have a couple of folks that I met when I was there for a training session. We'll see if we can. I met a couple of broadcasters there. We'll see if we can get you guys some work.
Yeah. Sounds good.
We appreciate that.
And they'll have to come with
I'm sure.
Yes, I'm
going with you.
Okay. Well, that sounds like it's a group advertising and marketing opportunity.
That's
because,
right.
After all, you need to be face-to-face with these folks.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Well, we need to support Heather and just be a team.
I feel the love. I really do. It's wonderful. Heather, you work with some great folks.
I do.
Yeah.
One of the things, Charlie, that I would like to point out that was a recent accomplishment for Green Country is we are periodically surveyed by the Oklahoma State Department of Health.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a scary and difficult time when they come in.
It's the whole, we're from the government and we're here to help.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Help is the key word there. So they were recently in to do our annual survey. And again, that's a surprise thing. They just show up. You don't know when they're coming. We are pleased to announce that we had our third deficiency-free survey, which is huge for us. And we strive to provide, you know, exceptional care. And part of that is making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Well, and again, anybody who has ever been through any kind of inspection, survey, whatever linguistics you want to put to that, many of those surveyors, inspectors are going to look till they find something because that's their job.
Yes.
And if they didn't find anything or certainly nothing of value, then that says something about what you're doing.
Right. And we are very upfront with the surveyors. We don't try to hide anything. If we're doing something wrong, we absolutely want to know that we're doing it wrong so we can fix it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the attitude that it's important that our listeners and your residents and their families, potential residents, need to know about. That's 3 years. That says not only are you right now, but you've been right for a while.
Right.
And I'm sure that as guidance changes, you'll, you know, swerve with the target.
We will.
When it comes to that interview at home for the potential resident, then you've got a list of questions, I'm sure, whether it's, you know, actual written list or just a mental list of things you want to find out about their needs and make sure that that Green Country can meet those needs.
Yeah, some of the questions we ask might be, you know, does anybody help you with medication administration? What are your list of meds? Do you need assistance with a shower, with bathing, with dressing, grooming, things of that nature?
Yeah, it's a list, I think, of 10 or 12 activities of daily living that Medicare has published a long time ago. And that's the basic list that you work from, I'm sure.
Yes.
And so... It's something that people can find out about. But those are just things we do every day. And like you said, you know, getting up, walking to the breakfast table or taking a shower, and when do I take this med, and do I, you know, have I taken it yet today already?
Exactly. And one of the things, like with bathing, we try to make it resident specific. So if the resident wants their shower or a whirlpool at 10 o'clock in the morning, we can absolutely accommodate that. If they want it at 10 o'clock at night, we will do that. If they want it at 2 o'clock in the morning, we'll do it.
Great.
We customize it to each resident and what their requests are.
It would be so easy, if you, just as any business, any institution, to say, let's see, you're fourth on the line, so you're at 7:30 this morning.
Yeah.
I don't get up till 8, but you're at 7:30 this morning. Yeah. So this is something that you are looking at the resident, because I know in the past, talking with Edith, the philosophy has always been, this is your home and we want you to feel like you're at home.
Right. I mean, it's just healthier for the resident to have some input, to be independent as possible, which we encourage that, but also to feel that their needs are respected and their dignity is important to us, to help meet those needs.
The residents of Green Country Village, independent or assisted living, are among the best advertisements that you've got. Every time I talk with them, they will tell you a story about their move-in experience, or that they've been living there for, I don't care, 18 months, and all of a sudden they see two people that they went to church with moving in next door to them or down the hall. You become friends if you didn't already know them, but if you're already friends, you're just meeting a friend there.
That's right. That happens a lot.
And I think that's probably the biggest story that I continually hear every time I go over to interview a resident. So you're doing something right from that standpoint, too. You're making it home.
Well, thank you.
I know you have other services, but we're talking specifically assisted living. But I want to at least mention independent living and your memory care function as well. We can probably save those for another program. But in case people don't know about Green Country Village, that's an option as well, right?
Yes, it is. And I also wanted to just take the opportunity to let the listeners know that we are going to have our second open house on February 18th from 1 to 2:30 in the Independent Living Building in the living room. So if you've never been in Green Country and you're curious, please come by and experience what we have to offer.
You'll take them on a tour and answer all their questions.
If they want to, or we'll just visit and get to know each other.
I think that's probably more important.
But it is. Yeah. Those connections are.
You've got a lot of great information on the website. I haven't looked at it in the past, you know, week or two, but I have looked it over, and a lot of the Q&A that people would probably want to know, you can check it out on the website.
That's true. And keep watching, because we are in the middle of a website upgrade and making several changes. So we're very excited about that. So
do I need reservations for the open house, or just drop in?
No, just come and see us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Green Country Village, you are easy to find. Just turn at the stoplight there by Walmart, and you'll be on the right-hand side if you're going that way, or if you made your turn at the tag office, then, of course, obviously you'll be on the left.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
And let us know what's going on at Green Country Village, and we'll again invite people over to your open house.
Okay,
coming up in about
you.
2 weeks.
Yes.
Yep.
That's
so
Green
much.
Country Village on a community or on a one-on-one on 1400 K1. We've got more for you in just about 2 minutes.
Here's a market update from our Ron studios at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, serving cattle producers for 100 years. February live cattle up 32 at 125.95. April down 5 at 124.52. June's up 22 at 116.05. March feeder cattle up 32 at 149.05. May is up 50 at 149.62. April up 27 at 149.70. We're back with grains in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 19th through 21st at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show, which comes next November. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, you can call a show manager at 800-